Hey, what's up? This is Leo for actualize.org, and today I really want to cover the topic of finding permanent rather than superficial solutions to the problems that you have in your life. So whatever problem you might have, maybe right now you've got something that you're working on with your health and your nutrition. Maybe you're working on something that you're not satisfied with, like your career, you're not happy at your job. Or maybe you've got relationship troubles and you've got some problems there that you're trying to sort out. Well, all those things ultimately boil down. And there's this tendency that I see out there, and I'm not excluded from this at all myself, is to look for that quick fix solution which will treat the symptom, so to speak, rather than address the underlying cause. It's a pretty deep topic, so I want to cover from different angles here. But the reason I started talking about this, I started thinking about this topic, is actually because when I coach, I have this problem that I face myself, is when I'm coaching somebody, how deep do I want to coach them? And I almost ask myself, well, how far do you want me to go with this? How big of a problem do you want me to help you fix? Because a lot of times people will come to me with a relatively superficial problem, but when you start getting involved in psychology, you start studying the self-development stuff, you start to get this kind of, oh shit, we're in the Matrix kind of vibe going, and you start to see that ultimately all of your circumstances in life and all the problems you have ultimately boil down and can be traced down to very root causes, and all of those root causes are rooted in you. So it's you that needs to be worked on if you're trying to really fix your problems and fix them permanently. Whereas what a lot of people do is they try to fix the problem on a superficial level. So let's give us a couple of examples so that we're not all in abstract land here. Specific example, let's say you want to drop 20 pounds. Right? That might seem like that's admirable goal, right? You want to get fit, you want to be healthy, you want to look nice. The thing is that a lot of times the reason people fail, especially with these kinds of health goals, is because, well, the underlying problem seems like it's that you're overeating, you're not going to the gym, you're not counting your calories, something like that, something along those lines. But that's the superficial problem. The underlying problem is really in you, and it's going to be your mindsets about food or what you're using that food to do for you. So maybe you have a crummy job. As a result, you get very frazzled at your work. You get a lot of anxiety from it. So when you come home in the evening, you're so dead beat and tired. Your work is so unsatisfying that now you're using food as a way to basically self-medicate and to give yourself at least a little bit of enjoyment in your day because your work was so miserable. And so you end up going for a tub of ice cream or something unhealthy like that. So in that situation, counting your calories and going to the gym and trying to just willpower your way through and trying to eat healthy just by using your willpower is not the ultimate solution. That is treating symptoms of something deeper. And I think this is very, very human-like, is to want to treat those conditions, those top-level symptoms, rather than digging deeper. And the reason for that is, well, simply, it can be scary to dig deep. Like, the analogy that I like to use here is like, think of your problems as like a big ball of yarn. And a lot of times you take a loose end in this big ball of yarn, and maybe it's your weight, or maybe it's your job, or maybe it's something like a relationship problem, like you're having fights in a relationship. And so that's kind of like the loose end that you want to snip off and you want to fix. Well, you start like pulling on it, you start tugging on it, and then you can just snip it off and it'll look like it was fixed. But the underlying cause wasn't fixed. And so what you got to do is you got to have the courage to go in there and start unraveling this whole ball. And it can be scary because a lot of times what happens is once you start unraveling this, it ends up being a long thread. So something that seemed like an easy fix ends up being a lot more work than you originally thought. So like this example we were talking about with the health, well, let's say that that is the case for you, and I'm not saying this is for everybody, but for some people it's certainly the case that they use food as a way to basically compensate for other parts of their life where they're not satisfied. If that's the case, then no matter how many calories you count, if you go to the gym, if you hire a personal trainer, you do all this stuff, it's really not gonna, it's not gonna solve that problem for you. You're always gonna struggle with it. And so a lot of people will get frustrated because they've tried these surface level solutions, they haven't gotten sustainable results from it, and it's just draining because what's happening is you're putting more and more effort into it, you're worrying about how to fix it, but you're not getting any permanent solutions. You're getting stuff like yo-yo diets, and you're getting phases in your life where you're doing good with your nutrition, but only when you're very dedicated and using a lot of your willpower, and things are going great at work. And then something bad happens, and then all of a sudden it drops, and you're back to where you started from. And so the solution there is to really start unraveling that yarn. What is the whole yarn? And in this case, it might be like, well, you're using food to compensate for another part of your life, so it's work. So really the underlying problem there is the work that you have. And so all of a sudden now, to fix this problem, if you really want to fix it, you have to have the courage to start to think, okay, if I need to fix my work before I can fix my nutrition, then really to fix my nutrition, I got to fix my work. And so how do I fix my work? Well, what's the real problem with the work? And so now you start to unravel that thread. And maybe the problem at work is that you have an overly demanding boss who doesn't listen to you. And again, though, that is like a superficial problem, because the underlying problem is probably something deeper. So in that case, the underlying problem might be, why are you at that job in the first place? Why are you tolerating an overbearing boss that doesn't really value your input? Why do you have to do that? Is it because you don't have the ability to go out and get a different job? Maybe it's that. And you might say, well, the economy's bad right now. I'm not expected to be able to just land a new job that quickly. And I have bills to pay, I have responsibilities, so it's not like I can just go and quit my job. And that might very well be true in your situation, but then I have to say, if you really want to resolve the whole issue, then you got to address that problem. Why is that the problem? Because it's certainly the case that there are jobs out there right now, even if the economy is not perfect. The question is, what is preventing you from getting them or from applying to them? Or what is it that's keeping you attached to this overbearing boss? Is it because you have some emotional issue where you're not able to confront him and bring up your own issues and bring up your disagreements with him? So in that case, maybe it's something along those lines. Maybe you're not feeling very confident in yourself, and so then that issue needs to be addressed. Or maybe it's not that, and maybe it's simply just that your boss is being an ass, but you don't have the leverage to do anything about it, because you're at this job and you're afraid of losing it, you've got bills to pay, and so there's that problem. And you don't have easy means of going to a new job. Well, then that is the problem. The problem is that you are so locked in that it's really limiting your choices and things you can do in your life. So what you gotta do is, then I would say, the real solution is to get that part of your life handled. Why is it that you have so few job options when other people around you can have potentially a lot more and they don't have that problem? Well, if that's the case, then maybe for you it's going to be something like you don't have the skills to apply to a better job. Or maybe you don't have the industry connections that you need to apply. Or maybe you're afraid of going and doing some rigorous interviews and you don't like the whole interview process and you don't feel like you're prepared for it, your resume is not polished up. So all these different factors. And again, all those factors can have deeper underlying causes. So skills. Let's say you feel like you don't have the skills to get a better job than you currently have. Well, solution to that is to acquire more skills, right? Just keep unraveling that yarn. So what do you got to do? Maybe you got to go back to school. Maybe you got to take an online training program. Maybe you got to start reading up by yourself and spending part of your time at home when you're off of work, boosting up your own skill set so that you can can shoot for those better positions. You don't have to tolerate your boss anymore. And so you see, it's like a cascade. And if you really want to solve the problem permanently, remember, what we started off at was not a career problem. We started off with a health problem. But then that health problem was tied to your current job, and then your current job is really tied to the fact that you don't have the right skills, and so therefore you need to go back to school. That might be the case. That's just like one example. But then this is illustrative of really pernicious problems that we tend to have in our lives. So whether this is with your health or with your career, with a relationship, it always tends to be like that. And what I would submit to you is that all of it ultimately boils down to you. So whenever you think you have a problem that's out there, out in the world, maybe someone's being mean to you, maybe someone is not treating you nicely, maybe you're not earning the kind of money that you want to earn, maybe you're jobless, maybe you're not having the health that you want to have, or anything else like that, think more permanent. And more permanent means, what is it about you that you need to change in order to overcome that problem forever? So what could you do so that you would never have to worry about your health? Does that mean fixing your job? Okay, so then what do you need to do to fix your job so you don't have to worry about your health and your job? All of a sudden, that means you gotta get better education. Okay, so now you gotta have the courage to bite that bullet. And I think that's where it's really tricky, is because, well, most of us don't really want to unravel that yarn because of the fear that is there, right? And we secretly know that the answers a lot of times are more involved than we want to admit that they are. And because of that, that person that has a health problem probably understands that health problem is somehow related to their career or to their job. And then it probably understands that for some reason that's connected ultimately to something even deeper, which might be the lack of education skills. And maybe even that is connected to something deeper. Like maybe you have a deep limiting belief about how smart you are inherently, or a limiting belief about how good you can do if you go back to school. And so that is preventing you ultimately from getting this whole chain of awesome things to click for you in your life. See, the nice thing about unraveling that whole thread, even though it can be scary, the nice thing is that it also does usually involve multiple facets of your life. And when you start getting one thing into place, and then another thing into place, and then another thing into place, all of a sudden it's like everything is firing on all cylinders for you. And your solutions are permanent. So now that you, let's say you go back to school, and let's say it's hard at first, right? So you might need to invest a couple of years to get some sort of degree. So during that time, it might seem like you're not making a lot of progress. But once you do get that degree, all of a sudden, that base, that foundation is in place. So now that opens opportunities for you. Now that's a permanent solution. And so what does that open opportunity for? Well, now you can go and apply for better jobs. That's the next level. And so you get that piece of the puzzle in place. And it might take you six months of applying to get a good job. So you're gonna spend 6 months applying, you're gonna go through that, some of that work and the labor involved in doing that, and then all of a sudden you land that nice job that you like, that pays you well, and where you're also treated well, and you have a job and a position that you're satisfied with. And so now all of a sudden that's in place. And then the next element then suddenly opens up to you. And once you have a job that pays you well and that you're happy at, well now all of a sudden your evenings are free, and instead of coming home from work dead tired and emotionally drained, you come home from work and you're energized because you had a good day. And now all of a sudden that allows you to do other things. All of a sudden you don't have to rely on food to fix your emotional issues at work. And maybe your relationship now improves as well because you're more positive. You're not bringing the negativity of work into the relationship. So that element improves. And see, all of a sudden, by pulling on that one thread from that ball of yarn, what we did is we went through, we found all the problems, we fixed them systematically, and now you've got a real permanent solution to all of those. And I think that's what most people do not do, is they don't follow that kind of process because, let's be honest, it takes a lot of work, right? How much easier is it to go and read some sort of yo-yo, some fad yo-yo diet, like the 6-week juiced, all juice diet in Cosmo, and just follow that and use that as your solution to the weight problem, rather than thinking about all this stuff, trying to eliminate your limiting beliefs about how smart you can be and how good you can be in school, actually going back to school, paying for tuitions to school, going through that whole process, getting your degree, finally then going through the whole job interview market process again, finally finding a new job, getting comfortable with that job, and getting all of those pieces in place, and only then maybe adding in elements like gym, proper nutrition, all this other stuff. So how much more complicated is that? It's like 1,000 times more work, right? That's true. So I'm not throwing any illusions out there. I think it does take more work to find permanent solutions. The nice thing though is that A, they're permanent. So that work that you put in will, let's say, amortize over time. So it's something that you're gonna reap benefit from much later without having to do a lot of work to maintain it. So once you've got that education, you've got it. All of a sudden, you can apply for new jobs and better jobs for the rest of your life because you've got that diploma, you've also got the skills you've learned there, so that's a nice thing. When you got a new job that pays you well, that kind of bumps your salary grade up, right? And usually once that salary grade goes up, it's easier to maintain that grade and then ask for higher salaries at other jobs or even your existing job when it comes time for promotions, that sort of thing. So now all of a sudden you're earning more money as a result. And that money you might be earning for 10, 20, 30 years. So you're raising your standard of living. And then what is made possible by raising your standard of living? All of a sudden, let's say, you can now afford to eat healthier food, whereas you couldn't before. And now all of a sudden you can afford your gym membership. And maybe you can buy yourself an elliptical if you want to exercise at home. And maybe you can move into a better apartment that's gonna make you feel nicer about yourself in some nicer city that has cleaner air, and so that's gonna improve your health. And so you see all these things are put into place, and as you do that, you start to genuinely love your life because these are elements that are important to you and that are there, and it's like you're building something real rather than just putting a little patch on a problem here, a little patch on a problem there. So, quite involved, right? Probably not what you wanted to hear. And I think this is why oftentimes you don't hear this, is because most magazines, most books, most bloggers out there, most self-development gurus, motivational speakers, they're not gonna tell you these things. They're not gonna tell you the hard truth of this. Why? Well, it's hard to sell to you, right? Would you rather get the 7-day diet that's gonna help you drop 20 pounds effortlessly, or would you rather get the 2-year plan to reform your whole career and your education in order to prevent you from having to rely on food as an emotional crutch? If you're comparing those two on a superficial level, which most people tend to do when they're kind of shopping around, you're always going to go for the quick fix. And unless you've tried a lot of those quick fixes, then you probably haven't been burned enough by them to start to appreciate the awesomeness and the value and the power of finding permanent solutions. In my own life, I've tried a lot of quick fixes. I think I've always been kind of intuitive and understood that a quick fix is not gonna ultimately do it for me. But there are parts in my life where I've gone for quick fixes because I didn't want to either admit that I had a real problem. I was burying my head in the sand, or I even did admit it. But I thought that there was an easier way. Just because, you know, we're all trying to conserve energy, we have limited time. If there is a way to do something fast and effective, by all means, do it. But if it sounds too good to be true, and life experience is telling you that it's probably not gonna work for you, and that you need to dig a little bit deeper, go ahead and, first of all, go through that digging process, right? Really start to ask yourself, well, what is it gonna look like for me to solve this permanently? You know, if I'm unhappy in my relationship, what is it going to take for me to solve this permanently? If I'm unhappy at work, for whatever reasons, what is it going to take to solve that permanently? Probably it's going to start with some self-reflection. So you're going to have to start to think about, well, what is it about my relationships that's consistently not working out? Maybe you have a string or a history of unsuccessful relationships. And maybe you discover that it's communication skills. Or maybe you discover you have a bad choice in dating partners. And so there, definitely resist the urge to put the burden on the other person and try to focus it back on yourself. So it's like, why do I choose these people? What is it about me? And then start inspecting your limiting beliefs, start inspecting your habits, and getting those resolved. Because once you get those resolved, the rest will take care of itself, right? I have this analogy that I talk about down below in the article here about like growing a strong, healthy tree. If you're trying to do that, then you want to focus on the root systems, because the root system of the tree is what's ultimately creating the ability for that tree to be big and towering and lush and green and healthy. Because if you want a healthy, green, big, strong tree, and what you do is you plant a seed and then you neglect to take care of its root system, and all you do is you prune the leaves and you maybe spray it with some pesticides and you make it look pretty, that might superficially get you some immediate results. But over the long run, you're not going to get that strong, healthy tree to grow the way that you want it to. Because if the roots are damaged, if the roots are not planted in the right soil, if they're not tended to, then they're not going to be able to take in the right nutrients that's going to support the growth of that tree. They're just not going to be able to be strong enough to support the kind of bulk that you want in that tree. So there's like a proportion between how extensive the root system is and how big the tree can grow. And the analogy that I'm making here is that it's really the same for your life. And your life and all the circumstances in your life, I want you to see those as branches and leaves. And the tree is you. So you are the tree and you are the root system. And so all your inner beliefs, all your thoughts, all your habits, all your patterns, all your attitudes, those are really the core. When you fix those, when you start working there, then you start to see that you're developing a strong, nourishing support system for the rest. And of course, most people discount the importance of the roots because they're not very glamorous. They're down there covered under the ground. You don't see them. They're not pretty. People are more focused on the nice flower, the nice fruit that you get from the tree, or the nice foliage, but not what's necessary to sustain that. So think about where in your life that's true. And I encourage you to summon the courage to start unraveling that thread and looking for permanent solutions rather than quick fixes. Because if you're like me, and if you're like a lot of people out there, then you've probably tried the quick fixes and they have not been satisfying and they've not been effective. And if you do this, even though it's more work, ultimately you're going to create a sustainably happy life. And all that work you put in, it's going to be like dividends that it's going to be paying off to you for the rest of your life. Get your career in place. Get your finances in place. Get your fitness in place. Get your relationships in place. And all of that means getting yourself in place. So fix all the problems within you, all the issues that you have, to allow you to fix those things. And by no means am I saying not to have what I call kind of outer game solutions. So obviously you're not going to just drop 20 pounds just by getting a good career. You're probably going to need to actually go to the gym as well. And you're probably going to need to eat healthy as well. But those things will click into place for you once you get other elements solved.